Once upon a time, there were the mass media mesh and its eco-flesh, painting a sudden reality. The satellite brush strokes were coming in colors not seen since the First Lady's last orgasm, and that's a story that will never get told. They were wicked, of course. The mass media, that is. They were wickedly accepted by the mass audience. The first such audience blown away by a very electronic environment. The novelty of an alternative art network with a vast audience had yet to be projected. But now, it is being projected. Every day, it seems another alternative art network is being projected, and it seems to take shape from everybody. Everybody. Everybody who generates negative positive returns on the wireless data. A negative positive return is usually read in vibes or echoes of experience. But now it's becoming more and more likely for these sweetly echoed vibrations of experience to produce eons of negative, positive returns that can be calculated in relation to the tremendous velocity of alternative currents. This whole idea of alternative currents is where Dr. America comes in. Dr. America, an IBM clone with a new Mac software, walking through the forest of his mind, chopping down more trees than McDonald's sells hamburgers. Dr. America is pure electronic pulp. He has this negative positive eon recorder that dreams in mosaic. Dr. America dreams in mosaic. This tantric dream sessioning that never ceases to exist keeps groping for a soft, hard body made to perfection. This corporeal unit of everlasting love is called concurrency formulation. This is where we enter the realm of the sexual blood. She had bought herself some blotter, some refined sugar, some coke, some bread, some quick toy boy action, some pictures of herself being turned on by the Grammatron machine, while he, the machine, kept the camera rolling. She was sure she wasn't a drug addict. She wasn't a mom. She wasn't a small-town girl escaping from it all. She was more than that. She was more than all of that. But she wasn't a parasite. She wasn't feeding off your energy to turn you against yourself. She wasn't weakening you or stopping you from becoming the thing you needed to become. She was your friend, your accomplice, your co-populator. She had the equipment, the stylus, the thing you wrote your thing with. She had it. She had it all. She had it all. She had it all and was beyond anything you could imagine. And when she wasn't around, she was moving. She was moving in simulation. She was moving in simulation. She was moving in simulation, talking to somebody else while you took the time to review the project's state of development. This was why you had become a scientist, a machine. This was the reason you were presently accessing the code. You were presently accessing the code so as to successfully review the project's development. Expertly trying to maintain whatever level of intelligibility and differentiation that might be out there. This was part of the Grammatron Capitalization Project. The entrepreneurial sure thing. The thing that would save both you and her as you both started spilling those do me anarchist soft worms all throughout the electrical circuitry. Welcome to the Avant-Pop Nerve Center, a meeting place for the existentially fit. A meeting place for the angst-driven few. A meeting place for the angry many. Welcome to the Avant-Pop Nerve Center, the Energize Network. Let's reach into the big space of in. Let's reach out into the big space of in. To the Avant-Pop Nerve Center. This is the neural network. These words, this broadcast,